It's the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, yeah, Jack Wagon. Brad, the Big Going Sevens here. Tis indeed the Fade 5 Podcast, presented by Suavecito Tequila. Go and pick up some of the love juice right now at A Ton of Wine and More. Nathaniel Lundy, the good sir, is with me on the betting journey today, who is counting fistfuls of cash right now after all of his hockey winnings last night. As you know, we're only doing this podcast during the baseball season, largely. I know the NHL playoffs are underway, the NBA playoffs as well, on Tuesdays and Fridays. But as we always say at the end of podcasts, Lundy has all of his free spreadsheet picks daily available on the Twitter at Nate Lundy. And I do the same damn thing at Noisy Huevos. So, Lundy, you got a ticket in hand. Let's hop aboard the Plus Bus. Honk, honk. Give me your favorite longer odds wager on this Tequila Tuesday. Yeah, we can hashtag that at plus 100 or greater. Enthuse me, mi amigo.
First of all, don't do anything that I recommend on the NBA docket.
hard pass for me right now.
I am 0-for-5 in the last five. However, hockey, yes, very, very profitable for yours truly, including that I predicted that both of the late games last night would go into overtime. And yes, I parlayed those together. And yes, it was plus 1,700. So that was... Oh, so tasty. Yes, on the late night. How about, Brad, you know how much I love my stolen bases, right?
Yeah.
I love you some stolen bases. So if we're going to get on the plus bus, let's get on the plus bus at a plus 255 as Nathan Eovaldi will be on the bump for the Texas Rangers. And Eovaldi has allowed five stolen bases already this season. And over there in the other dugout, we find one Bobby Witt Jr., who has five stolen bases so far this season. Let me get my numbers right. Eovaldi has allowed three. Witt has five. There you go. Put those together. So over at the big old DraftKings betting board, Bobby Witt Jr. is a plus 255 to get a stolen base. Now, if you've been paying attention on this podcast, or any of the stuff that Brad and I have been talking about, the books are starting to figure out this stolen base stuff, folks.
Yes, they are.
Here is the best example that I can give you. 10 days ago, I got Cedric Mullins at plus 425 for a stolen base. In yesterday's game, he was a plus 155.
Okay. Wow.
That is how much the books are catching on to the fact that stolen bases are erupting here in 2023. So you got to look around a little bit, but they're still plus odds. That's what you got to look at. At the end of the day, I know that it's not as sexy as it was when we were getting plus 500 on dudes, but it is still plus odds. So I like Bobby Witt Jr. for you. I got two more that I'll give you in bonus time, but that's my favorite to kick things off.
Oh, that's a nice little tease there. Get witty with it on Bobby Witt Jr. On my plus wager of the day. Let's do an SGP, shall we? We're going to do the matchup between Toronto and Houston. And I was all over the Astros yesterday. And the all total under, which actually hit one of the rare wagers that hit for me on Monday. So going back to H-Town, I'm going to go with a Vladdy Daddy hit. Yordan Alvarez to do the same damn thing, also get a hit. And both the Jays and Stros to score at least two runs. That's it. That is plus 130. At DraftKings, give me a little bit of background on Vladimir Guerrero Jr. against Jose Urquidy, who is toeing the rubber today for the Stros. He's 5-for-12 lifetime with a pair of homers and five RBI. Urquidy as well has a 2.35 ERA, but a 4.77 xFIP. So he's been a tad bit lucky thus far. And Guerrero has hit the over in this a number of times already this season. In fact, I believe he's done it in five of his last six games. So I just need a hit for him. That is it. Vlad's also done this, by the way, in 13 of his last 15 games. Meanwhile, for Yordan, he has registered a hit just one in 11 of his last 15 games. And both these teams consistently gone over or hit two runs or more. Houston's done in 8 of the last 9, and Toronto in 13 of the last 15. Oh, and one last point I want to make. Alvarez going against Chris Bassitt, the hound quite belly dragging, and Alvarez has taken advantage. He's 4 for 10 lifetime with 3 bombs. So if you want to add like a home run, a prop for Yordan Alvarez separately, or you really want to get spicy with it, add it to the SGP, you could skyrocket that plus juice. But again, Vladdy Guerrero Jr. with a hit, Yordan Alvarez with a hit, and both Toronto and Houston to score at least 2 runs, plus 130 at DraftKings. With the plus bus rolling along onto the horizon, let's get after it once again with another edition of the Fade Five.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco on the countdown today. Here's a name you probably didn't remotely think about when he woke up this morning, but I am looking at the history, and it is spectacular for Franmil Reyes, now of the Kansas City Royals. All I need is a single. Finds a green pasture, could be a looper, could be a liner. It doesn't matter to me. At plus 110, available at FanDuel Sportsbook. And again, it's all about the history here. Taking on the Texas Rangers, and Lundy already mentioned it. Nathan Eovaldi, toe of the rubber for the Rangers in this game. And Reyes in his career, he's only faced him 5 times, but he's got 4 hits. And all 4 of those hits of the one bag variety with a 1,467 OPS. He has done this, in 4 of his last 5 games. He's got 6 hits in total over his last 4 games. So, and all those were one baggers as well. So Franmil Reyes, just give me a single. That is all I need against the Texas Rangers. Feed or follow me, Lundy, at plus 110 at FanDuel. I know you hate these props.
I don't like
specifying the hit.
I just like hits. I don't like, you know, single, double, triple. I just.
But it's minus like 150 for the hit.
I know.
If you want to find value, just take a single. It's more
likely. That's why I have more fun with the HRR bet with hits plus runs plus RBI. Fine. Take your damn single. I'm still in a good mood because of the money I won last night on the ice. So I'm probably going to be somewhat agreeable on today's pod only because, squirrel nut. I mean, that was me last night. And that nut turned out to be a very profitable hit. Okay. Reyes, you're bringing up names I'm not expecting. You know, you're dropping shit on the pod you could drop a name and totally make it up here, and I wouldn't even know. You could pull a Vic Lombardi. Those of you listening in Denver know the whole history of Vic inventing players in the NFL draft. So you could make somebody up, and I probably wouldn't know. Reyes, plus 110. Take it to the bank, Brad.
Oh, and extra bonus time. Hingle McCringleberry also gets a single tonight.
Number 4.
All right, moving on. Numero Quattro on the Fade Five podcast today. We do not have odds out yet on this because it's a doubleheader. As the game yesterday between the Guardians and the Tigers was washed away, Mother Nature wreaking havoc there in Detroit. So whatever the number comes out at, and I expect it to be plus money because in game number 1, it's plus 120 at DraftKings Sportsbook on the over Jose Ramirez 1.5 total bases. So this applies to game number 2. If you want to get on game number 1 and you're listening to this earlier, if you like a nooner here in Central Time Zone, by all means, go ahead and spend that cash. But in game numero dos, I still think he's going to get over 1.5 total bags as well. Why? It's all about the matchup. He's taking on Eduardo Rodriguez of the Hello Kitties of Detroit. He's given up 8 earned runs in 16 innings pitched so far this season. And Ramirez has got an outstanding history against the Tigers. Hurler, 5 for 13 lifetime, 2 extra base hits, both of the home run variety with 5 RBI and 1,231 OPS on top of that. Ramirez has gone over this in 4 of his last 5 games. We'll see what he does in game number 1 of the doubleheader today. But in game number 2, I am all in, pushing in the stack. We're chasing the river. We're hoping for a flush. Jose Ramirez, over 1.5 total bases at Detroit. Game number 2, that doubleheader, plus whatever. at DraftKings. Lundy, fade or follow?
Well, first of all, I'm already on JRAM for game one. I can tell you that. If you want a little early bonus time, if you're listening to the podcast early enough, plus 400 at FanDuel for him to have a home run in game one, which I am all about because of his history against Matthew Boyd. It's only a 290 average, but three of his hits are home runs. He's also got a triple and a double against him. So he's got the career cycle against Boyd and then some. So I actually already have an early bet on him, on Jose Ramirez for the home run in game one. Love him to just stay hot going into game two. So good call. Wait for the numbers to get posted. Should be plus odds. This one I like a lot because, like I said, I'm already on board with him because of his history against Boyd in game one. So if you're listening early, I do this thing every now and then, Brad, when I'm betting baseball, that I actually pick a player and I essentially go all in on him. And what I mean by that is I will grab a guy and I will bet him for a home run. I will bet him on his two total bases. I will bet him on a run scored and I will bet him on an RBI. I basically will go straight down the line and go all in on a particular player in the hopes that they do it in one swing. But at the very least, I'm hoping that I'm going to wind up hitting at least two or three out of those four bets. And JRAM in game one is my guy for today.
Game one, game two, it doesn't matter. Yes way, Jose.
Number three.
All right, let's go to the NBA. We got a triple header tonight. Playoff games, all game numero dos in their respective series. So let's talk about the game as the sandwich, the meat in the middle tonight. And that is the Knicks and the Cleveland Cavaliers. And the Knicks, some shockingly won game number one there in the C-Town, and I think a guy that was a star defensively in that game is going to repeat the feat is R.J. Barrett, and I am shocked at this number. It's only a half a steal. I'm taking the over, and it's a plus money, Lundy, at tape time, plus 105 at DraftKings. If you have short-term memory loss, let me refresh it for you. In game number one, he had not one, not two, not three, but quattro steals. He was, slashing in the lane, stealing balls left and right, and he could cash very early as a result. Now, in the regular season against Cleveland, he went 0-1-1-0, still hit the over in two of those four matchups. And again, including game number one, he's been over in three of five games against the Cavaliers this season. He played 31 minutes in game number one, and Cleveland, in the regular season, now they allow the 11th fewest steals per game at 7.0. But in game number one, they gave up 11 in total. That Knicks defense really got after it. They were suffocating, and they were collectively a bunch of kleptomaniacs. So working those hands, E. Honda style from Street Fighter, R.J. Barrett, I think gets a steal tonight against the Cavs, plus 105 at DraftKings. Lundy. Fade, I hope you say yes, or follow.
See, I like one and done props. You know that. That's my. Mm-hmm. These are some of my favorites. You know, like so often we do like steals plus blocks winds up being like 1.5. So now I got to wait around. You know, I gotta stay awake, which I'm not good at doing. I'm old, and so I gotta wait. But if I get a one and done, wham bam, thank you, ma'am.
Change the channel.
Well, I'm going to be watching hockey anyway. It's not going to matter. I'm going to be at the Avs game. So I'm going to be checking my phone to see how I'm doing on my bets on everything else that's going on. I actually like this one because you're getting it with the plus 105. I know that's not a ton of juice, but I do like the fact that on these one and dones, if I can do a plus odds, I want to try to be able to do it. So give me a swipe here for R.J. Barrett. I'm in on that. I don't think he's going to do it with points tonight, by the way. I'm kind of leaning towards the under on his points total, which I want to say is at 18.5, somewhere in that range. I'm kind of on the under from his points standpoint, but maybe he can get something done there with a little steal. Let's roll with this one. I like it. Plus 105. Ring it up.
Make some bank with R.J. Barrett.
Number two.
All right, numero dos on a prop that Lundy's going to have to stay up for after he returns from the Avs game, because on the late night tip, we've got the LA Clippers taking on the Phoenix Suns, and I'm going to go with Kawhi Leonard under 2.5 made triples in this game, minus 130 best juice right now at BetMGM. Yeah, Kawhi was 3 for 5 from long distance in game number one, and that's why I think there's some value here on the line, because in the other three regular season matchups against Phoenix, he went 0-0-0. Open up a donut shop from outside against the PHX. Now, he did net 41.6% of his three-point attempts in the regular season, but only 2.0 even three-pointers made per game. So it wasn't consistent. It was more of a rarity for him to hit at least three or more triples in a game. Phoenix, meanwhile, in the regular season, they gave up 11.4 three-pointers made. That was the fourth fewest in the NBA, surrendering 35.7%. So more anomalous, I think, the performance was from Kawhi in game number one. From outside, he will not repeat the feat, in my estimation. Give me the under on Kawhi, 2.5 made threes at Phoenix, minus 130 at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow.
Easy follow on this one. It's not, you talked about the donut shop. That's not his game, man. He's not MPJ. He's not posting up outside the arc just trying to take 29 footers. I mean, it's not what he does. It's not how he plays. And it's not what the Clippers need him to do, to be honest with you, for their success against Phoenix. So in my estimation, I don't know what's coming up at number one. I don't know where you're going. You could surprise me. I think this is my favorite play of the Fade Five.
Oh, yeah. If you bet the over on Kawhi,
which means you're screwed.
Yeah, you're screwed. Kiss those dollars away. Take the under on threes made.
Number one.
All right, numero uno on the Fade Five podcast today. Probably an unexpected name. A little bit of a twist here for Lundy. Let's see if he can hit this curveball. Derek White, a guy that I'm calling the first Bank of Boston in this category, and that is over on 5.5 assists against the ATL, plus 105. Available at DraftKings. Why is he the first Bank of Boston and handing out those greenbacks? Well, in game number one, he played 39 minutes and had 7 dime drops. And in the regular season against the Hawks, he had 1 assist. And then that was a game right at the tail end of the year. He only played 5 minutes in. So that one he can just, you know, erase and wipe away from your collective memory. But the other two regular season matchups, he had 7 assists and 10 assists. So he has done this in a full complement of minutes played effectively 3 times out of 3 times. Atlanta, the regular season, allowed the 8th most assists per game to the opposition, giving up 26.0 flat in that category. In the playing game, they gave up 24 assists. And in game number one to the Boston Celtics, they gave up 25 assists. Derek White is unselfish. He does a lot of little things for this C's team. And tonight, I think he's going to thrive again in the assist category. The books haven't caught up to this. 5.5 is way too low. Honestly, I thought it was going to be a tick higher at 6.5. But at 5.5 at plus odds on the over, take that all diggity day long with Derek White. Again, over 5.5 assists against the Hawks, plus 105 at DraftKings. Lundy, fade or follow?
The pride of Colorado, Derek White.
Yeah, see you.
He was actually the cover boy on our Mile High Sports magazine for February.
Nice.
And then he turned around and dropped like a 40 burger the day after we released the magazine. It was great. Like everybody talks about cover jinxes. No. Not
it was a bump.
World. It was absolutely a bump. I'm all about Derek White. He's fun to watch. And he's extremely unselfish, as you said. So over 5.5 again, slightly on the positive side of the juice. I've agreed with you the entire podcast, which means you're screwed. I'm just letting you know. It's like, it's a bad thing, man. It's not good when I agree with you as frequently as I have so far on this Tuesday.
Yes, it's officially the broadcaster's jinx, which means we got to somehow get on the right side of things. Lundy, it's bonus time. Since I'm going 0 for 5 on all of the Fade 5 projected props, give me some winners so I can make up units lost.
Yeah, let's have some fun here. I want to stay in the NBA for just a moment. And I've told you, my last five picks on the spreadsheet, I'm 0 for 5. So I apologize in advance for this because I may actually be completely screwing over all of you. In the win margin, I got a feeling for Cleveland tonight. For the Cavs to be able to bounce back in this one. The Knicks have done what they wanted to do, go in and steal a game. I think Cleveland gets it done. Over at FanDuel, plus 170 for Cleveland to win by between 1 and 10. Plus 170. I like that one. I think it can be a single-digit type of game, but I think Cleveland comes out on top, and I like the fact that I'm getting that at plus 170. So in terms of a win margin, I do really like that one. Also over at FanDuel for you, I built this as a one-game parlay. Follow along, boys and girls. Donovan Mitchell to have 4 or more assists. Donovan Mitchell to have 25 or more points. Jarrett Allen to have at least 10 rebounds. And Darius Garland to have at least 2 made threes. Recapping that, Mitchell for 4 assists or more, 25 or more points. Jarrett Allen, 10 or more boards. Darius Garland, 2 or more made threes. That one game parlay for you at FanDuel pays at a plus 218. So I really like that one. Jarrett Allen had, 14 boards in game one. So all I need is for him to get to double figures for me with the 10. Darius Garland has hit, I want to say it's 5 of his last 7 games. I think he's had at least 2 threes. So anyway, we're following some of the trends on that one, bringing the total way down on Spida with the 25 points and 4 assists should be a no-brainer for him. His normal total for the game is at 4.5, and I like the over with that. So in the same game parlay, I actually brought it all the way down to 4 just to give myself a little bit of a potential bump there. On the ice tonight, give me Vegas on the money line and give me Colorado on the money line tonight. Both of the home teams winning their first game of round one. If that happens, that two-leg parlay payday is a plus 146. And so far, the ice has been very good to us, which means I'm doomed. I'm basically destined to completely screw up tonight. By the way, this is really stretching it, but I like all 4 home teams on the ice tonight. If you parlay all those together, it's right around plus 600. I'm just going to throw that out there as something. If you really want to get crazy, I do like all 4 home teams. I like Jersey. I like the Toronto Maple Leafs. And then I just told you that I like Vegas and Colorado on the late night tip. That Colorado game, by the way, 10 o'clock Eastern time on the puck drop. I told you I had a couple more stolen base props that we wanted to go with. This guy's already got 7 on the year, and he's taking on Blake Snell, who has allowed 4, and that's Ronald Acuna Jr., as you see if you're watching us on YouTube.
Right there!
Brad is nodding along with that one. He is way down at a plus 150. First time I hit him on a stolen base earlier this season, folks, it was plus 475. Okay. Wow. Now he's all the way down to 150. If you want a long shot stolen base for tonight, and I always try to find one of these that I just think the matchup is good, and I look for somebody that's got higher odds. The Twins are taking on Boston. Chris Sale is on the bump, who has allowed 5 stolen bases already this season. Give me Michael Taylor at plus 600. He is one of the guys that still has a really solid number in terms of what you're getting in terms of value on him. And Turner has already managed to snag, I think it's only 2. He doesn't have a ton so far this season, but he's dangerous on the base paths. He's got some speed. And at plus 600, I will take some options on that one. I'm going to put up some points props as well as a couple of anytime goals. Those will be up on the spreadsheet later today. Make sure you check them out. Just follow me on Twitter at Nate Lundy. The link will be there. I definitely like Jack Eichel. I want to see what his points total as well as his shots and his goals are for tonight for Vegas. There's a reason Vegas went out and signed him. Eichel will be playing in his first ever postseason. As good as he has never made it to the postseason until Vegas picked him up this year, and now he gets to be able to finally play in the playoffs, and I think he's going to come ready, shall we say. So keep an eye on those props. I'll have all those up for you on the spreadsheet later today.
Oh, very nice. There a lot of action on the ice and a ton of action as well in the NBA. But I'm going to go to Major League Baseball. And I tease this off air with Lundy before we hit record on this podcast today. This is one of my favorite SGPs so far this season. So this is a Team Chivas parlay play. Not so much Huevos Gigantes, but it might qualify. Nico Miso Horner to get a hit tonight. Dansby Swanson also register a hit. And one of the hottest hitters right now in all of Major League Baseball, Patrick Wisdom, ever so wise, to get a hit. And to correlate, synergize, and bring it all together. Those guys are getting hits, and they could be of the long bomb variety, especially Wisdom, who's homered in five straight. The Cubs scored three or more runs. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, all four of those events occur, plus 305 at BetMGM. And the reason why I love all these guys individually, they have crushed Southpaws this season. And can Woldechuk, how much could a Woodchuck, if a Woodchuck could chuck wood? I don't know. I just slaughtered that. Whatever. He can't chuck strikes. And if he does, they get deposited in the cheap seats there by the Bay this season. In 15 innings pitch, he's given up 22 hits, 17 earned runs, just with a 8.8 swinging strike percentage. And Horner is 6-for-13 against lefties. Swanson also, what a quickie deke, 6-for-13 against lefties. And Wisdom 7-for-16 against left-handers. So all these guys hitting above 400 against Southpaws this year, and both really, all three are white hot. Horner, especially. Swanson, a couple hits last night. And Wisdom, again, has gone yard in five straight games. And the Cubs have scored three or more runs in five of their last seven. They put 10 on the board in O-Town last night. So, love that parlay play in the SGP this evening. Elsewhere in bonus time, I'm with Lundy on Ronald Acuña to get a stolen base. I like Vladimir Guerrero Jr. also to hit the over on total bases. It's plus 100 right now at BetMGM, and it's a Houston Astros and Jose Urquidy. I talked about Vladdy Daddy at the top. So, yeah, if you just want to take him individually and not a part of a parlay play, you know, take him in total bags. Again, 5-for-12 lifetime with a couple of homers against Urquidy, who's got a 2.35 ERA, but as I mentioned, 4.77 xFIP, says a correction could be underway sometime soon. And Guerrero has registered at least two or more total bags in a game eight times this year. Colorado's at home. The weather is nice, right, in Denver tonight? Yeah, so here are the SGP market. The Rockies got crushed last night from start to finish. I mean, right out of the gate by the Pittsburgh Pirates, are really swinging a hot stick. So on this OGP slash SGP, give me Pittsburgh, Colorado on an all total over of 9.5 runs. And then give me Chris Bryant to get a hit. And then give me Andrew McCutchen also to get a hit. All three of those occur. You're looking at a plus 120. Put that together at BetMGM. The Rockies have hit the over on the standard line in seven of their last 10 home games. Pittsburgh's hit the over in six of the last 10 overall. And again, this is all to down to 9.5, a little cushion in there. Meanwhile, for KB, 3-for-6 lifetime against Vincent Velasquez, who's going to be taking the ball for the Buccos in this one. And he's got a hit in five of his last six. And then Andrew McCutchen, 5-for-18 against Jose Urania, who is largely terrible. And McCutchen is riding a five-game hit streak. So, again, Andrew McCutchen hit, Chris Bryant hit, over on an all total of 9.5, and you're looking at plus 120 there at BetMGM. And then last prop out again on the NBA playoffs, Ivaka Zubac, I think it's another double-double tonight. I can't believe it's a plus money again, like it was in game number one. It was plus 110 then. Easy cash. I think he did it actually in the first half. He's going to do it again, maybe in the first half, and it's still plus 110 right now at FanDuel. He went 12-15 in game number one. He has recorded a double-double in two of four matchups against Phoenix this season. Yeah, I know the Suns allowed the 11 fewest rebounds per game to opponents in the regular season. Yeah, I realize the Suns allowed the 6th fewest points per game of the regular season to opponents as well, but Zubac is going to play a ton of minutes, probably 30-plus yet again, so stay out of foul trouble. And I think ultimately he's going to get 10 and 10 relatively quickly. This one could cash early. And like Lundy says, just change the channel then to another playoff game, preferably there on the ice. All right, that is a wrap on the Feed 5 podcast. Do us a favor, drop us a rating and a review at your earliest convenience. Give us 5 stars. What the heck? Who does it hurt? Nobody. Also, fade or follow us on the Twitter. Check out Lundy and all his free spreadsheet picks at Nate Lundy. Check out my free spreadsheet picks and converse with me at Noisy Huevos. For Nate Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.